comparison around the CDC. I'm Mike Moss. Florida is seeing repeated new highs in coronavirus cases and deaths. And Dr. Anthony Fauci says the virus is increasingly becoming comparable to the 1918 Spanish flu, which killed more than 50 million people worldwide. Correspondent Rosa Flores is in Miami-Dade, the epicenter for the virus in the U.S.
In a meeting with Miami area leaders, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis noting an uptick in positive tests in young people.
Right now in Florida, the number one demographic by far that has tested positive is 25 to 34. Now, obviously, that demographic is just less risk, but at the same time, you know, it spreads quickly there, and then it can spread to other people.
But Dr. Anthony Fauci says the increase in infections within that age group could be attributed to Florida's quick reopening.
The Trump administration is bypassing the CDC and ordering hospitals to report hospital data on the virus directly to it. Meanwhile, in Virginia, the state is cracking down on businesses not following coronavirus guidelines. Correspondent Pete Montine with an update.
No mask, no service is the new word from the governor of Virginia. Ralph Northam says cases are spiking near Virginia Beach, especially among 20-somethings. Now state agencies will start dropping in on restaurants, bars, and stores. Inspectors will be looking for social distancing and masks. The governor says businesses that are doing a bad job could lose licenses and permits, and businesses have the right to boot customers from their establishments if they refuse to wear a mask.
Starting today, Starbucks is requiring people to wear masks inside company stores, and now Walmart is also requiring face coverings inside their stores. Best Buy and Costco are among the other retailers that have similar plans. The Dow up nearly 300. I'm Mike Moss.
My dog, Mojo, was half beagle and half coonhound. He ate everything in sight. He would swallow things whole, including a chicken carcass, a bird nest with a bird in it, and assorted stones and sticks. We had to take him to the veterinary emergency room. After surgery, Mojo had skin issues. He was constantly itching and scratching, chewing on his feet, and chewing the hair right off of his legs, being irritated, lethargic, and just not the same dog.
DINOVITE.com.
When we put him on the Dynavite, he took right to it. All of these symptoms disappeared.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Something that he actually likes to eat. You need to put him on Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
If you love your dog, you don't just want him healthy, you want him to be happy.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Truckmates, Yuma's Fix Up, your pickup truck store, is Yuma's home for Snug Top shells and lids. Snug Top, designed and manufactured to the highest standard, industry-leading quality, and trend-setting design that protect and complement your vehicle. That's Snug Top. Truckmates is also your Line-X spray-in bedliner dealer. Line-X, number one in America for spray-in bedliners, with nationwide warranty coverage, is now available and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray-on team at Truckmates. So protect your vehicle inside and out with Line-X spray and bedliners and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates. Truckmates is also your home for BDS suspensions, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessories for 4x4 off-road truck and Jeep enthusiasts. And BDS suspensions are backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. BDS suspensions, Line-X spray and bedliners, and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates in this brand new building, same location, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
The Russ Clark Show is brought to you by Quick Refrigeration, now offering excellence in professional plumbing services as well as heating and air conditioning. Visit them at getcoolquick.com and listen to Russ Clark Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, with four locations to serve all of your tire needs.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
Sunny continued hot, high today 109 with a south wind at 5, 80 the overnight low tonight. Sunny and 109 tomorrow, south wind at 10, 80 tomorrow night. And Friday, 108 with sunshine, winds out of the south at 10 to 15, 82 on Friday night.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program.
All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Good morning, Yuma. You're listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU. Studio, we have Karina Jones, who is the president and CEO of the United Way of Yuma County. Good morning, Karina.
Good morning.
And calling in soon will be Rachel Barkley. Oh, she's on the line. Great. Rachel Barkley, who is a teacher's aide and one of Yuma County's biggest contributors. She right now is the chairwoman of the Drive for School Supplies. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning, John. How are you today?
Great. Yes, you're on the phone. How's it going this morning?
Good. Everything's good. How about you?
Oh, fantastic.
Glad to hear you.
Yeah. Thank you for doing what you're doing, the Drive for School Supplies this year, because of all the COVID-19 stuff, and the hospital is just really working 36 hours a day, so everyone's on high alert. But you stepped up with United Way to make sure that the drive for school supplies stays alive. So first of all, thank you for that. That's pretty amazing.
Oh, you're welcome. I couldn't do it without Karina. She's my partner on this.
I love it. And so walk me through, you know, how this pivoted from the foundation to United Way. Walk me through how we got to this point.
Go ahead, Rachel.
Everybody's being too polite.
you're good, Rachel. Go ahead.
Well, Karina and I had worked together last year, and United Way had been a big part of helping me make the Try for School Supplies happen, and she stepped right up this year, and she called me before the end of school, and she said, how can we make it happen? She reached out to the foundation, and here we are today because of Karina and United Way. We're making it happen.
So, Karina, how is the drive different this year than in previous years?
So in previous years, we've had so many different opportunities to be able to pack the backpacks, and it's been, I mean, kind of this big thing where people can come together and, you know, pack the backpacks and do all those things. But because of the current state of our community and our country, we're not necessarily having a lot of volunteer opportunities to pack the backpacks. The good part is, even though there's not opportunities to pack the backpacks, the supplies and what's enclosed in the backpacks is still staying the same. We're making sure these kids are getting pens, pencils, erasers, notebooks, earbuds, because we know there's going to be heavy iPad use. So earbuds and also hand sanitizer in each backpack.
So walk me through this, Rachel. Your opportunity has also changed, and what you're doing is different as well. So how has your role changed this year to last year?
Actually, my role is still the same. I'm still basically still telling everybody about it through social media. We have still contacted our previous sponsors. Actually, the hospital is basically our partner. They're our major sponsor or partner this year in the effort. And then Alexander Ford and Barkley Ag and First Bank Yuma stepped up immediately as soon as they heard we were going to do this.
Yeah, that's the way Yuma is. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I tell people all the time, it's kind of like there's an Amish barn raising every weekend here in Yuma County. Just here's the need, and people just flat step up.
That's absolutely wonderful.
So if I go to liveunitedyuma.org, you go to that website. Mm-hmm. There's a place on the site for me to donate and that sort of thing, or give a phone call 928 783 0515?
Yep. I guess that's another thing that's changing this year is, you know, traditionally it's a lot more like, hey, let's go to your business, let's do that, let's do this, and we're really pushing the online giving just again because of the current state that we're in. So you can go online and you can do a monetary donation if you just want to donate one backpack, five backpacks, or you can also request an invoice too, and as a business we'll invoice your business and you can give that way as well.
So the big cardboard boxes with the driver school supplies, that doesn't work this year.
Yeah, you know, if some businesses want to have it, we're still we'll definitely still accept school supplies. We're not going to turn away school supplies, but we are encouraging the monetary donation. I think there might be one business, I think National Bank did want to have a bin, but even a lot of the banks, a lot of the businesses, you know, they're being really strategic about how many people they allow inside, and even traffic inside a business is not what it used to be. So I know there's some changes in that as well, but we are accepting school supplies if anybody wants to get directly just the supplies.
Yep. All the traffic, I think, is Walmart and Fry's. That's where the traffic is.
Right? Yes.
And, you know, the one thing that's always stayed the same, Don, is the $13. We're still providing the backpack for $13. We're still getting the kids all the supplies they need, and that's not changing. We still have the same price. So I guess my only difference is instead of running around town with those little boxes, I'm just making more phone calls and more sending out more emails and things like that instead of zooming around.
Yeah, no, absolutely. $13, and I mean, they're really getting a good quality backpack. They're making sure, you know, from A to Z is covered, whether it's scissors for the little ones or notebooks and folders for the older ones. And again, every kid, whether they're in kinder all the way up to senior in high school, they're going to get those earbuds and hand sanitizer as well.
And the $13, you have more buying power than I do. If I go to XYZ store and pick up notebooks, that's fine. But the way you're buying and you have more leverage, your $13 will go a lot farther than my $13 will.
Yes, especially because 5,000 backpacks is what our goal is. So, you know, when you buy in bulk at 5,000, that there's definitely more buying power there versus going on an individual level.
So the need this year is 5,000 backpacks?
Yep.
Wow. And how many did we do last year?
I think Rachel was 5,000, right?
Yeah, our goal was 5,000. And I think what happened was at the end with that, we ended up doing that stuff the bus at Walmart. We had some extra supplies to give. So it may, with the extra donated supplies, have been close to 6 at the end, but the 5 is our goal this year, just to get that 5 out there. And if, you know, someone wants to give us any supplies, like Karina said, we won't turn them down, but we've got those backpacks ordered and we're getting everything ready to go, because no matter what, even if the kids are remote, we know that they are going to need supplies, even at their houses.
And if we want to find out get some volunteers to physically stuff the backpack prior to, same thing, you know, give a phone call or go to the website.
Right.
Because we do need a small army of people to stuff the backpack.
Yeah, definitely. We still need some volunteers to help. I mean, we've got to rip the tags off. We've got to rip the little silicone, little gel things that are in there. I mean, there's certain things that we still have to do and even separate it. I mean, we're talking about every district in Yuma County that we're distributing to. So we've got to separate them between districts. So that's an undertaking in itself.
Again, liveunitedyuma.org, phone number 928-783-0515. Walk me through, if you would, how important it is for that child to have the right tools, the right backpack, the right stuff when they first start school. Why is that important?
So kids have so many things on their mind. They're worried about so many different things when they first go to school. You know, there's a lot of kids who may not have new clothes. They may not show up to school with a backpack or new supplies, or, you know, whether they have hand-me-downs, and they have all these different things running in their minds. Are my friends going to be in the same classroom? I mean, all these different things. The last thing that we want them to have to worry about is having supplies or having the things that are required or having the things that the teacher that it seems like every other student has. So if it's that one less thing that we can worry about for the students, like, hey, let me take this off of your plate. You don't have to worry about this. We're going to make sure that you're equipped with the right tools that you need so that you can get the same start as everybody else. So that's kind of the mindset that I have. And I don't know if, Rachel, if you have any other thoughts on that as well. I mean, you're directly in the school working with these kids.
Right. I think it's, you know, kids, they do. They want to get to school and be like everybody else. And especially during these times, their parents may be out of work. I mean, they're just, it's such a strange time. I feel like it's needed even this year more than ever.
Yep.
It will take a big relief to just walk into school. When we deliver these backpacks to the schools, they can, you know, the student or the parent, probably the parent, can ask.
Rachel, right? I'm going to talk about that more after the break. I got to head to a break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU.
Born. They're unique. Right now, when you buy one pair of eyeglasses, you can get a second pair half off. Visit nationwidevision.com for more information. See the Nationwide Vision difference. Nationwide Vision. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Representatives Joanne Osborne and Tim Dodd and Senator Sina Kerr are Yuma's conservative team for the Arizona Legislature. Joanne Osborne and Tim Dunn understand that we need agriculture and strong water policy to protect the future of Yuma County. Tim Dunn and Sina Kerr have spent their careers in agriculture. Joanne Osborne owns a small business and was the Outstanding Business Leader of the Year. Our conservative team will fight to protect our military bases while holding the line on unnecessary spending. They have worked with Governor Ducey to cut burdensome regulations and at the same time provide our children's teachers the pay raises they deserve. Their opponent deeply cut education funding and voted for special interest tax cuts that raised our property taxes. Tim Dunn, Joanne Osborne, and Sina Kerr are the right team for Yuma. Please vote for Tim Dunn and Joanne Osborne for the House and Sina Kerr for the Senate. Paid for by GPL Committee for Arizona Leadership, not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
The Russ Clark Show is brought to you by Quick Refrigeration, now offering excellence in professional plumbing services as well as heating and air conditioning. Visit them at getcoolquick.com and listen to Russ Clark Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m.
If you ever get annoyed,
we are back on Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KVLU. In studio, we have Karina Jones, President and CEO of United Way of Yuma County. Good morning, Karina.
Good morning.
And on the phone, who I had to cut off, I'm sorry, Rachel Barkley, teacher's aide, major community contributor, and she is the Drive for School Supplies chairwoman. So we were talking a little bit about, you know, when a child enters school day one and I have all the right tools, I've mentally leveled the playing field. How important is that, Rachel?
Well, it's really important because you want to be like your peers when you get to school. You want to be just like all the other kids. And going to school empty-handed without supplies and backpacks, or walking into school with that new backpack, it's kind of like that's the thing every kid wants when they go to school, is have their supplies and their backpack ready to go. And it just it makes them ready to succeed for the school year. And this is our 21st year. The hospital started this project 21 years ago with some nurses who thought there was a big need in our community and put together a few hundred backpacks, and it's just grown and grown and grown. And now, thanks to Karina, it can continue to grow.
You know, there are so many things in this community that started at YRMC. The very first American Cancer Society Relay for Life started with YRMC and in Crane School District. Just a couple of teachers, a couple of nurses, about a dozen. And the last year we did it, it was, you know, 1,500. So the YRMC is just amazing. What a huge catalyst in this community to do things like this. What I love about YRMC and APS too, they're the only businesses I know that they want you to use less of their product. Please. We don't want you to come here. So doing this sort of thing, I think is pretty amazing. In the backpack, Karina talked earlier about each school district wanting something different. So talk to me, Rachel, about the logistical nightmare in how we put this together with 5,000 and this backpack, it's that, and that backpack, it's this. I mean, how hard is that to really do logistically?
Well, it's because of Karina, she's got it down this year. I think the easiest it's been. We know that, like, little scissors, child, the younger kids need scissors, they need glue, they need, the coloring, the crayons, things like that. And we know high school kids basically need pens and pencils and folders and notebooks. So we've kind of taken the guesswork out of it, and we're going to put what is appropriate for each grade in each backpack. And, it does take time. I think that's the most thing, the thing that Karina and I realize is just separating those things and making sure that they go in the right backpack to the right school takes some time. But other than that, logistically, I think Karina's got that under control. She's figured it out.
We've had a lot of volunteers that have already, kind of stepped up and helped. Last weekend, CTC had what they called Serve Day, and there was just some kids and some, young adults that came and separated the backpacks, and they're actually sitting in one of my office. There's, about 700, I think, at United Way, and then the rest are being, it is very much a logistics, I don't want to say a nightmare, because it's been so far so good. But yes, it's a challenge. The rest of the backpacks, because we had 11 pallets of backpacks come in. So Tawny and Mike Miller over at PhD, I mean, amazing, amazing community members, great chamber members.
Great partners.
They are just phenomenal. They said, just store them here. So they cleared out some space in their warehouse, and they're like, until you can figure out a location, we'll store them here for you. We'll unload them. So they unloaded them for us, and they're stored there until we can get them hopefully to the mall. And at the mall is where all of the sorting and stuffing will happen.
Do we have a location picked out at the mall?
Not yet. It's to be determined, but Maureen from Yuma Palm said, she'll give us a green
Maureen
light.
Maureen Denard,
yes.
What a delight.
She's awesome. Yes.
This community is full of people. When you ask them, how can I help? It's not rhetorical. They really want to know the answer.
Absolutely.
And Mike and Tawny Miller, PhD, a little plug. You guys are awesome.
They are. They're phenomenal.
And they're both just cuckoo enough just to adore.
Oh, yeah. Tawny keeps us entertained. She keeps us on our toes. She's amazing. I love her.
I love it. So this year, again, $13 just for one backpack. And it's pretty easy just to go online and say, here's, if my math is correct, $65 would be five of them. Is that right? Five times 13?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. My Catholic education.
I was going to say, I'm halfway through my coffee.
My Catholic education is coming through. There we go. That's awesome. So, again, that's pretty painless because some people don't have time to go shop or do whatever. And that way I know that I really helped change the lives of five young people.
No, right. I think that's the best part is when you give a donation, you know exactly where it's going. And, I'm getting one backpack, and it's going to a local child here in Yuma County.
Exactly. And, the first day of school, too, I remember me having, peachy envy, or they have cooler pouch than I do, or the really cool plastic zipper job or do with all the colored pencils. Ooh, I wanted that. But that happens. This really takes the child's mind away from that and gets him in a position to learn and not worry about that stuff. I think that's very, very, very important, especially today.
Yeah, no, it absolutely happens. And honestly, even more during this season, like we've had to tell our kids, hey, you're not going back to school. Yes, you're going back to school. No, you're not. You're only going back to school part time. All these different things. So we want to be able to give them some stability. And I know it's, small, but it's something tangible that they can hold on to. And it's, hey, this is stability. You're getting a backpack. You don't have to worry about this. And I think stability during this crazy time is extremely important.
Yep. And you have pivoted, too, at United Way. Karina, you were doing the vision screening. You can't do that. So this is a nice pivot for you, yes?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And it's something that now, because we have the capacity, we can kind of do it all year round versus just the summer. I mean, Rachel and Tom Tyree and the committee has been such a huge help, and they worked their butts off all summer to get these backpacks out. And now I think it's created the opportunity for us come December, hey, maybe we shift to the teachers. And, Expo markers are dried out halfway through. And, they're going to need more supplies as far as hand sanitizer and all of that come December. And who knows what else they may need. So it just creates the opportunity for maybe come December we may do a drive that focuses more on the teacher needs, or who knows, maybe we might see some more student needs come out. But definitely creates opportunity to grow the program and maybe do some more new things.
Mm-hmm. Good idea. You know, play off the apple for the teacher, some kind of a program like that, because you're right. Come December, and they're digging into their own wallets, their own purses, for to do that sort of stuff. So that's it. Be a great lift.
Yep.
Nice. When's that start?
I agree. Yeah, I see that. After Christmas break, I mean, everything is like, okay, where's all the new stuff? This is gone. This is gone. There's no more pencils. Where's everything? And it's like, I don't know where kids do with pencils, but it's like they eat them.
Yeah. They just disappear. I mean, even in my house, I'm like, I just got you a pencil last week, Aria. Where did it go? It's like socks. I mean, the case of the missing socks. Like, I don't know what happens to socks. I don't know what happens to pencils.
And you're right. And it's not that they're intentionally hiding them. They just disappear.
Yeah, they just disappear. And, I mean, even teachers, I mean, it's the same thing. Like, I don't want them to have to dig into their own pockets. I mean, I came from a home that both my parents were teachers and eventually moved on to be principals. But I saw firsthand, hey, they're buying new supplies for their classrooms. They're buying new supplies for their students. I mean, even to make the classroom feel a little bit more comfortable. And again, during this season, I think those little touches are going to be extremely important. You want the kids to feel safe. You want the kids to feel comfortable and be ready and as equipped as possible to be successful.
Exactly. And if a child is coming from a home that's maybe economically disadvantaged or whatever, you don't want that to shine. You want them to, again, level the playing field, get them ready to learn, and that sort of thing. And teachers are no different. You got to support them as well. So this idea over the Christmas holiday is a very good one. I'll help you support that one as well.
Awesome.
Nice. So United Way, you've been the boss there almost 4 years, Karina?
Yes, almost 4 years.
Wow.
Yeah, time flies.
It was yesterday, wasn't it?
I know. It really does feel that way.
So how has the agency evolved and pivoted from the time you took it over to today? What's been the major difference, Karina?
So the major difference has been primarily we used to be a pass-through agency where we would just raise funds for really on the behalf of other agencies. And while we still did that, the focus was, hey, let's just help pretty much anybody who does health and human services. Now we've really shifted to, hey, we want to help give people the tools that they need to break the cycle of poverty. So now we have one specific mission. So any program that we pick up, any agency that we fund, is really around that mission of, is this going to give somebody a tool that they may use either immediately or that they may use down the line that will potentially help them break the cycle of poverty? So that definitely has been the biggest change in these last few years.
And the site screening programs you do, that helps in that endeavor. The backpack program helps in that endeavor. And there's others like that to kind of fit into that lane, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we kind of break it down to three different areas. So we want to focus on education. We want to focus on health and then also basic needs, because we understand, hey, while we do want to give you the tools to help you break that cycle, sometimes there are just some basic needs that you need help with. I mean, what we used to fund Operation School Bill, and Operation School Bill gives, you know, brand new clothing outfits to children. And some people may see that, oh, well, that's not a tool to break the cycle of poverty. No, but it is a basic need. I mean, it's the same thing with these backpacks. I'm not, you know, I don't want to sit here and pretend, oh, a backpack's going to break the cycle of poverty. Well, it may not do that, but it is going to give somebody the confidence and the boost that they may need to have a better school year.
You know, years ago as a consultant, I'd go into businesses and find out, you know, why they were failing. And more often than not, some did not have the basic tools to get the job done.
Right.
And it wasn't a culture problem or a product problem. It was I don't have the tools to do my job. And that's one of the basic needs. So if we can start there, then we can move up the ladder to site screenings and the like. So
exactly.
You're right.
Yeah. I mean, even a pair of eyeglasses. You know, you would talk about these kids wanting to be successful in school. If they can't see, how do we expect them to pass the third grade? How do we expect them to be able to read and keep up with their peers? So even things like that, I mean, when it comes to financial education, for this year it'll change, but our Senior Achievement BizTown program, for me, we're giving kids, planting these seeds of, hey, you can do this. Down the line, you can be a CFO. Down the line, you can be a CEO. And even better, you can do it here in Yuma County. So I think it also has to do with, hey, meeting some tangible needs, but also it's all about that mental state of you can be successful and I believe in you, because some kids may not be hearing that at home.
Yeah, and Business Town's coming back next year, we hope.
We hope that it's coming back next year. It's still to be determined. Hopefully we can start something in the spring, but it is a field trip. We do take the kids up to Tempe, so we'll see what happens with that.
Business Town is just wicked cool stuff.
So fun.
That's exactly right. I'm going to talk about that more after the break, if that's okay. You're listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU.
Is a college education a dream you hold for your newborn? It's important to take steps to begin meeting this financial challenge. To learn about flexible college savings programs, contact Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. They can help you plan today so you're prepared for tomorrow's college expenses. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. And with local price matching, you can buy with confidence at Sprague's. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service, there's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center, and when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters. The best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals you can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
We are back on Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU in studio. Karina Jones, one of the neatest, most energetic young go-getters in Yuma County, president and CEO of the United Way of Yuma County. Good morning, Karina.
Good morning.
And on the phone, Rachel Barkley, a teacher's aide, a major community contributor, and the chair of the Dryer for School Supplies. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
Hey, you hung with us in the long break. Thank you for that. Because you went and got coffee or something. A couple of chamber announcements, like we do at the bottom of the hour. August 13th is our next virtual Good Morning Yuma. It's sponsored by Synergy Home Care, but they're also going to be talking about their Yuma County Heroes program. This is really, really, really neat. Rob and Melissa Dunn have a great concept about Yuma County Heroes. We're going to talk about that on our virtual Good Morning Yuma, August the 13th. But also on July 23rd, this is really a cool thing that the city is doing in conjunction with the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. Thursday, July 23rd, it's at 4:30 in the afternoon. It is a Zoom meeting, and this is doing business with the city. This is a purchasing roundtable where some of the folks from the city, the purchasing departments, those folks that do procurement, and could talk to the businesses in Yuma County how to do business with the city. We want to demystify it. We want to level the playing field. We want to do what's right and kind of just blow past some of the stuff that's out there. Go to purchasingweb@umaaz.gov, purchasingweb@umaaz.gov. And you're going to, the overview of the procurement process, where and how to find opportunities, typical requirements for solicitations, how to make the process even more accessible. We think that that's an important thing for us to do with the chamber, and the city wants to be as transparent as possible. So, again, that's July 23rd at 4:30 in the afternoon to 6 o'clock, and we think that this is a great way to have an exchange of information back and forth so we can kind of move the needle. So that's pretty important. July 23rd, Zoom, 4:30, go to purchasingweb@umaaz.gov. So that's it. COVID-19, we're kind of hunkered down. We can't do some of the things that we're doing. United Way, you are still doing most of your stuff. Have you had to put things aside, accelerated others? Kind of where are you right now with COVID Karina, and what you're doing at United Way.
Yeah, so our biggest program obviously is right now is the Drive for School Supplies, so we've really taken that on and make a big push for this program. JA Bastown is currently on hold because it is an extracurricular activity. Normally, we were teaching the kids either before school or after school, and it's a field trip. So that's on hold until potentially the spring, maybe next year. And even our iSpy program, you know, one in four kids, the nationwide statistic is one in four kids have an undetected vision disorder. And it's the same here for Yuma County. So what we've done is we've gone in and we vision screened schools. Well, we're taking these kids, the advantage of the program in the past has been we can do these mass screenings and we can screen 10 to 12 kids at one time. Well, now, you know, we don't want to put these kids in the same classroom. So what we're going to kind of shift for iSpy is maybe focusing on what we've been calling phase two of the project of, okay, we have all these kids that have a potential vision disorder. What is the barrier of why can't they get a pair of glasses? We've gone to Desert Mesa for 3 years now, and there's probably, I think last time I checked, 12 kids that we vision screened all 3 years and still don't have a pair of glasses. And it's like, why not? You know, we assume that information is being sent home to the parents. Is it a financial issue? Is it a transportation issue? Is it, you know, work hours that the parents aren't able to take their kids there? I mean, so what we're going to do is, okay, hey, let's focus. Since this year we probably won't be able to do as many vision screen as many schools as possible, why don't we focus on that phase two of maybe going into the schools and helping these nurses really identify what's the barrier and how do we really get these kids into that much-needed pair of glasses?
So what's the solution? If we find out that six of these kids, it's a financial problem, what's the solution at that point in time?
So we already give out vouchers as it is. So we give out we have a partnership with Corona Optique, and for $100, they're absolutely amazing. I mean, Corona Optique is awesome. Karen McCafferty actually sits on our board, and the parent pretty much goes in. I mean, no questions asked. They get seen. They have their visit, and the kid is able to pick out a pair of glasses, and United Way picks up the cost. So then they invoice us. And they only charge us $100 for all of that.
So there's no cost to the child or the parent. So we've blown past the barrier of it being a financial problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we think there has to be something more there, because we have offered the financial assistance and we had some people definitely take advantage of that. But there's got to be something more there, and we're just not sure what it is.
I got my first pair of glasses in the third grade.
Oh, my gosh, that's late.
Yeah, well, I was a squinter in the second grade, I guess. I got good grades, but again, once I got my glasses, that really, really helped.
Yeah.
And there's just no question about it. Even playing Little League Baseball as a catcher, I put the mask over the glasses, absolutely. That was what you did back then.
Yeah, I mean, and it's the same thing, you know, we see it as like, hey, glasses are, it's a tool that you need, a backpack's a tool that you need. So we'll see where that goes this year.
Yep. So, Rachel, thank you for hanging in there with us. Other than the drive for school supplies and that sort of thing, what's keeping you busy?
Besides the drive for school supplies?
Yeah.
Well, there's always things going on in Yuma. As you know, Yuma's always got people that really need love and support, especially during this time. I would say, you know, I've got friends that have had really difficult situations that they're dealing with. Health-wise, and I guess I'm a support of people in need, I would say.
And people have come to depend on you. You know, if you need something done, call Rachel Barkley. If you need somebody to go the extra mile, you call Rachel Barkley. That's pretty amazing. So I'm not going to give out your phone number on the radio. I'll spare you that. But as we go forward with this particular drive for school supplies, what's the biggest need other than cash? Do you need bodies, volunteers, truck drivers? What's the biggest need currently, Rachel?
I know financially that's the biggest need at this time. And because of Karina's partnership with Church of the City, who, you know, that's Tyrone and everybody at the Church of the City, they have youth there that are wanting to do something and wanting to help, and they have people that are wanting to be a part of some community volunteer activities. Because of that partnership, that's a wonderful thing that Karina is able to give us. We always need volunteers to work with these backpacks, but because of her
her partnership with Church of the City and probably maybe other church organizations. Or the thing is, we can't have a big group. Like, we used to have businesses come and advertise volunteers, but because of touching things and all of that, we're kind of, if you want to volunteer, please feel free, wear your mask and come on down, and we'll give you more, the United Way will give you details of how you can do that to get these backpacks ready. Karina maybe would like to share a little bit about the notes we're going to put in the backpack.
So the notes is a great way to for businesses to volunteers and to volunteer, and honestly, not even just businesses, but families too. So what we're doing is, what we're adding in this year is a handwritten card in every single backpack. So we're probably about half, maybe about 1,500 cards in. And what we want to do is for the kids just to be able to open up the cards. You know, one of them say, "You were made to be awesome." It's in print, and then on the back, it has space for anybody to write just an encouraging message. So we need help filling these cards out. And why I say it's a good opportunity for families, like even if it's young kids, you know, for young kids to be able to write a message to another one of their peers. I mean, they don't know who it's going to, but just to be able to say, "Hey, good luck," or "I believe in you," and it's going to be really important. So what we're doing is we're looking for businesses. We're doing a bunch of drop-offs on Thursday of some businesses who have already volunteered. Like Girl Scouts are going to take a stack, AEA is going to take a stack, and they're just going to write some cards, and then we're going to take them back and put them in the backpack.
And these are really cool, hard to describe on radio. On my Facebook post, Karina and I will show them, but they're 5.5 by 8.5 cardstock. On one side, "Believe in yourself, we do." And the other side is a handwritten note, very clever, very cool. "You will do amazing things this year. I believe in you." And that's from Amber.
Mm-hmm.
So these kind of heartfelt notes, especially if the child is having a bad morning, mom and dad are doing dumb stuff, they're just not in a good way, this is like rocket fuel. This kind of stuff does work. It has an impact. So if you're a business, want to write some cards, you want to help out with that, again, 928-783-0515, or go to liveunitedyuma.org. Whose idea was the cards? That was pretty amazing.
It was my idea. I wish it would be original. I have to say, I saw some other United Ways that did something similar, and I'm like, you know what? Who doesn't love a handwritten card? I mean, everybody loves a handwritten card. You know, when you get something in the mail, it's like, oh, man, somebody actually took the time. It's not typed. It wasn't an email. It was something that was handwritten, and you know that takes a little bit of extra time. And I knew, I'm like, okay, 5,000, that's a lot of cards that we have to write. But again, knowing our community and how much they love to serve, I'm like, I know that we can do this, and I think that it'll go a really long way for these students to be able to open up a backpack and see just an encouraging note in there.
Especially this year too, with COVID-19, the kids are just cooped up. I don't have it in my DNA to be a teacher. There's no way I could have taught at home my children. It would have ended very badly.
I don't have the patience. I'll be honest, I don't have the patience for it. Rachel does. She has a heart of gold, and she's like, "I love the little ones." And I'm like, "Oh, take mine love them so much."
God bless you. But you look at what children are going through. They're cooped up. They're not getting recess time. They're not getting peer-to-peer time. They're not getting that socialization. They're really being compressed. I have an outlet, we all have an outlet, but these children don't have the same outlets right now. So these cards, in my opinion, are going to go a long, long, long way to help these kids just get back on track. And they're amazing. We just have to keep telling them that they are. And I agree with you there. So how many more cards do we have to do?
So we have probably about 3,000 more to go. But you know what? We did 1,500 in just a span of a few hours. We got about 10 people in a room, and you know, they were sitting there talking, you know, socially distanced, masks on, but we were able to do 1,500 in just a few hours. So I think we're going to be good.
I think there's businesses out there do a challenge, like insurance agencies challenge other insurance agencies or whatever, just get these things done. And you just can't do enough of this, in my opinion. You got to get out there and tell these young people, look, the future's yours. You're great. We believe in you. And that's one of the things too that I learned telling my children that I was proud of them.
Yeah.
I didn't realize the impact it had until they told me, you know, years later, how much it meant to them. Sometimes I had to fudge a little bit, but they didn't know that.
Yeah.
but again, they're productive citizens today. I didn't mess them up too bad, but every little bit helps, you know, from the right backpack, the right tools, the right nurturing, and the right encouragement.
Yeah, I mean, something as simple as like, hey, you can do this, goes such a long way. I mean, even as adults, you have to think, as adults, we still want to hear those things, whether it's from a spouse, whether it's from a boss, or whoever it may be. So if as adults, we still have the desire to want to hear those things, imagine as a child, just the desire and what they need to hear, how much they need to hear these things.
Exactly. I'm going to talk about United Way more after the break. That's okay?
Yeah.
You're listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU.
At Nationwide Vision, we've been safely taking care of all of your eye care needs for 35 years, and we're excited to be able to do it again. Select offices are now open. For more information, visit nationwidevision.com or call 1-800-EYE-CARE.
KBLU News Talk 560 is in search of motivated individuals to join its radio and digital marketing team in the greater Yuma area. The ideal candidate will have an interest in helping our business customers succeed, have the desire to be successful, the curiosity to find out more. Computer skills, problem solving, creativity, and dedication are all required. Sound like a fit for you? Apply online by sending your resume to hiremenow@edbroadcasters.com or go to our website, edbroadcasters.com, and click on Careers. El Dorado Broadcast. Casters is an equal opportunity employer.
All right, that should do it. Uh-oh.
Oh, goody. A waiting pool in the kitchen. I'm calling the professionals at Quick Refrigeration.
The air conditioning guys?
Yep. Quick Refrigeration does plumbing, too. Residential and commercial. They give us the same great service we get from their air conditioning and heating team. Their plumbers are professionally trained. They use the best tools and equipment for the job. And they're quick, pun intended.
I had no idea. Quick Refrigeration also does plumbing. Hope they live up to their name, Quick. We're going to need scuba gear to get to the bedroom.
You heard right. Whether it's a plumbing emergency or a planned project, residential or commercial, Quick Refrigeration is who you should call. The air conditioning people? They're well known for their superior air conditioning and heating services. Well, now you can have all your plumbing needs met with the same excellence you've come to expect from Quick Refrigeration. Visit them online at getcoolquick.com. Quick Refrigeration. Keeping Yuma cool since 1955.
Hello?
Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to enter the Arizona Lottery's Beat the Heat giveaway.
Babe, is that you?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Enter the eligible heat-themed tickets for a chance to win up to 1,000 times the highest temperature.
So if it was 110 out...
That's $110,000?
Wow. Okay. That voice again.
Now through August 31st, enter the Beat the Heat giveaway at azplayersclub.com.
My name is Daniel McCarthy for United States Senate, and I approve this message. Martha McSally will not beat Mark Kelly. She already lost one race to Kyrsten Sinema. We cannot afford Arizona to go radical blue. Arizona will turn into the panhandle of California. When businesses get shut down, when churches get shut down, I will not be silent. I will never support red flag laws like Martha has. Vote for me August 4th. My name is Daniel McCarthy. I'm a true constitutionalist by going to demanddaniel.com. Again, that's demanddaniel.com.
Paid for by Daniel McCarthy for U.S. Senate.
We are back on Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU in studio. Karina Jones, President and CEO of United Way of Yuma County. Good morning, Karina.
Good morning.
And on the phone, Rachel Barkley, teacher's aide, major community contributor, and the Drive for School Supplies chairwoman. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning, John.
So, Rachel, why do you do this?
Well, I have a passion and love for kids, and I have a passion and love for teachers. And I think that, I don't know, I just want kids to succeed. I want teachers to succeed. And this helps both of them, because when the kids show up at school, or this year maybe they show up online at school, at least they're going to have something to write with, something to do their lesson with, and they're not going to be worried. And I want to take some worries out of the kids and families and the teachers. And, you know, there's a big long list that students get every year, and it's a bit overwhelming when you look at that big long list of 5. And if we can help just even do a little bit of that list, I think it's just, it makes me feel good to be able to do that.
The feeling then is if you help the student, you're indirectly helping, or directly helping the teacher.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I get it. And if I help the teacher,
yeah,
I'm going to help the child. I get it. It works for me. And if anybody's out there going to do it, Rachel, it's going to be you.
Yeah.
Thanks for doing that. Karina, why do you do this?
So I think I do it for two reasons. One, I really feel like I've been called to serve, like to serve others, to serve this community specifically. I mean, I love Yuma and what we do. So whether that means through United Way, through my church, other volunteer opportunities, I really feel like I've been called to serve. The other, I think, big reason is I grew up going to the North End school. So I literally never left the block of Roosevelt Post when it was still open, 4th Avenue and Yuma High. And although I wasn't in that district, my parents were teachers at those schools, so I really got a different look at, man, some of these kids don't have what I have at home. And I used to think it was like the coolest thing that my friends used to walk to school. I'm like, you get to walk to school? That's not fair. And then I came to realize, okay, well, walking to school in August when it's super hot outside is not the most pleasant thing. And these kids are walking home because their parents aren't back from work yet. You know, they don't have an endless supply of food in their refrigerator. So I got to see, like, man, like, there are people in our community that live very differently if you just go a few blocks north. And seeing that was like, man, I just really want to help these kids. And it's not that they're, you know, any different. It's just that sometimes they haven't been able to start on the same start line as everybody else. Their parents are trying to, you know, keep the household together, trying to feed their kids. And sometimes they just need that little boost of, hey, let me give you some encouraging words. Let me give you some new school supplies. And I think that that makes all the difference.
You're exactly right. And, you know, the Arizona Business Education Coalition, ABEC, when they started their career exploration project, they started at 2 junior highs, you know, 4th Avenue Junior High.
Mm-hmm.
So they looked at where there might be households of just a single parent. Their peers are not executives and CEOs, their peers, just there's no uplink.
Mm-hmm.
They look like there's the future's bleak. And the Career Exploration Project from ABEC, Tom Tyree's driving it, Clint Harrington at Pilkington, a whole bunch of folks are making sure that these junior high kids, there's great opportunity out there.
Mm-hmm.
There really is. And they're doing it and they're seeing it. They're doing the work. And they've got that vision now where maybe they didn't have quite that vision before. So anytime that business gets together with education, great things happen. Like what's happening with Driver School Supplies. We talked about some of the major players, Rachel. You mentioned Barclay Ag. Who else is helping out with the Driver School Supplies again this year?
Well, the first one that stepped up was Jeff Bird at First Bank Yuma. They just stepped right up and said, we'll do it again this year, called me and said, who would I make the check out to? And then I went over to Alexander Ford, and Everett said the same thing. Yep, we're going to help you out again. And same thing as Barclay Ag. And many other people have been reaching out to me saying, hey, we didn't get the letter yet. Are we still doing the drive for school supplies? And, you know, as it's just wonderful that people are ready and want to give, especially during this time. I was a little bit nervous to even ask because I know times are tough for our businesses right now. So I was really pleasantly surprised to just have everyone say, of course, we're going to do it again, because I was, you know, it's a tough time for everybody. We don't know how businesses are doing. And, you know, I was very, very pleased that Yuma is always stepping up just like they always are, Don.
That's so Yuma. You know, and Jeff Bird, he's the chairman of the board of the Chamber of Commerce, a great guy to collaborate with. But you also talked about, you know, National Bank and, of course, the foundation of YRMC, always stepping up and doing what needs to be done.
Yeah, that's the amazing part is, you know, Rachel and I were really like, man, like, this program, we know it's extremely important. We do, but in the middle of a pandemic, it's so hard for us to go out and ask for donations because everybody's struggling all across the board. But it's so amazing that we, you know, all we literally had to say is, hey, the drive for school supplies is on. And people were like, absolutely. I think it's because they see the value. I mean, everybody has gone through school and seen like, hey, this is important. And that's what we love about the community is they were more than willing to jump on and help again.
Well, it's almost like it's July. It's drive for school supply time because I looked at the history of my chamber chatter guests a year ago. Hey, we were talking about this. Let's get you guys on the air. So
yeah. It's
like we're conditioned.
Yes.
And after 21, 22 years, we're conditioned correctly.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It's a good thing.
Absolutely. Again, I'm going to give the phone number out, 928-783-0515, or if you just want to donate, liveunitedyuma.org, liveunitedyuma.org. And there's a place on there that I can click, PayPal, takes care of
all. Yep, Drive for School Supplies, there's a whole separate tab there. I mean, if you wanted the direct link, you could even go liveunitedyuma.org/Drive for School Supplies. I mean, but you'll see it. There's a place if you want an invoice, and there's a place if you just want to give directly.
And if you need help, I'm not going to give out your phone number, Rachel, but thank you for always stepping up, whether it be the Yuma area, the Coalition for Education, ABEC, this sort of thing. Thank you for what you do for our community. Yuma's just got so many Rachel Barclays, and there's a few shining stars, and Rachel's one of them.
You always
wake up in a good mood, Rachel. It's amazing. It's
like, she does.
So thank you for your contribution.
Thank you, John. I do love helping people, especially kids. I love helping the kids and the teachers and anyone who needs something a little extra to brighten their day, that's for sure.
So, United Way, you have some staff changes. You want to talk about those? If you need some help, what's going on at the office?
Yeah, so we're looking for a part-time financial coordinator. So really somebody as now that we're going into this new school year, a lot of things are changing, and thankfully we're growing as an organization. So we're really looking to hire just a part-time financial coordinator, about 16 hours a week, you know, just 2 days in the office that can come in and really just help us keep track of the books and make sure that everything is squared away, you know, as a nonprofit and making sure that we're all good to go. So if anybody's out there looking for a part-time, job around QuickBooks, the main requirement is that they just need to have some experience around QuickBooks.
Okay. So, but it's an important job, too, because there's intake and outgo, it has to be coordinated correctly, et cetera.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, there's intake of donations, and there's reconciliations, and there are, you know, as a nonprofit, we still have to pay taxes. So it's making sure that we pay our taxes and all of those that fun stuff.
Well, again, the culture in the office, because United Way, their office is across the hall from the chamber. Great energy, you know. There's a vibe in your office that's pretty amazing. So, I'd hardly recommend it if you're a QuickBooks person and really want to contribute greatly to this community. The same phone number applies.
Same phone number. Yep.
783-0515. 783-0515. And the backpacks are at PhD's warehouse again. Tawny and Michael Miller at PhD. Thank you for all you're doing for the drive for school supplies. That's so very Yuma.
It is. Have all these different components come together for, you know, one main thing. And probably another thing that we will eventually in the next week or two is need some help is we've got to transport these nine pallets to the mall. So anybody that wants to help transport those pallets to the mall, call that number.
So the requirement is a pickup truck?
Muscles, or, you know, we had some youth unloading boxes this weekend, so as long as you can pick up a box of 12 backpacks, then you're good to go. You just gotta get time, that's the biggest thing.
And it's a great team building opportunity.
It is
too.
It's fun.
There's a sheer joy in doing that kind of work. So again, if you want to help out, give that phone number a call, 783-0515, and really help change the trajectory of young people's
Absolutely.
Lives. That's what the Drive for School Supplies has done for 21 years. And again, thank you for doing it. Any last words, Rachel?
I just want to say I really appreciate United Way. Karina just took a big load off my shoulders. I know that United Way is going to get the backpacks done with our help together. We're going to make this program continue to succeed every year.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU. Thanks for listening. Have a great Wednesday. Bye for now.
preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.